Is it working? Public communication, nobody signed up for public communication. Anyone have anything for board work session? Moving to approval of board minutes, please.
Madam President, I make a motion that the minutes of the May 18th, 2021 meeting be approved as written.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Stenbrock?
Yes.
Ms. Reichel?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Ms. Sinikus?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Moving to student recognition, please. Mr. Eisler?
Madam President and members of the board, good evening. It is good to be with you this evening. It gives me pleasure to introduce and have come to the podium Mr. Paul Bryant, or Polly as he is known.
I take picture of him.
Yeah.
So I wanted to have Paul come tonight to be recognized. I had the good pleasure of, I believe it was a week ago this past Saturday, of being able to attend the state track meet and watch Paul compete in the high jump. And he did an awesome job on that Saturday morning, but he has had an extremely impressive senior season, and has had an impressive career just overall. And so if I could, I would like to try to go through and just share a few of those highlights. And I want to thank his dad. I had a conversation with his dad this morning, and he was particularly helpful in helping me to get some of these statistics straight. So I want to thank Mr. Bryant. But and some of it I did know on my own, but Mr. Bryant did help me to clear up quite a bit of it, just so that I knew kind of what happened, when, and where. Paul placed ninth in the state track meet and the high jump, like I said, a little more than a week ago. He cleared a height at the state track meet of 6 feet 2 inches. Last year, during the indoor season, he finished fourth in the state in high jump with a jump of 6 feet 5 inches as a junior. And if I understand correctly, that is the indoor record for Madison Plains track. He was also eighth in the state triple jump indoor last year with a jump of 38 or 39 feet? 39, okay. So, and that is also a school record. He was district champ indoors last year in both the high jump and the triple jump. And was a district champ as a sophomore and junior indoor in high jump. This spring, Paul was part of three different school records that were broken. He established a school record in the high jump at 6'3", and this is outdoor. Set a high jump record, a school record in the high jump for 6'3", and then bettered that later in the spring with a jump of 6'4". And so that is the current outdoor Madison Plains track record for boys. He was also a part of the school record-setting 4x100-meter relay team. He was joined in that pursuit by Michael Brown, Mason Brown, and Ben Stoughton. And they established a record time of 44.24 in the district prelims this year. They also set a school record for the 4x200-meter relay, with a school record time of 1 minute 32.7 seconds, and they did that at the district finals where they finished second in the district. The 4x200-meter relay team also placed first in the conference this year, so they were conference champs in that event, and with a time of 1 minute 33.45 seconds at the conference meet. And then the same four placed first in the conference meet as well in the 4x100-meter relay with a time at the conference meet of 44.85. Paul also placed first and was lead champion in both the long jump and the high jump. His long jump at the conference meet was 20 feet, 1/2 inch. And then in the high jump, his jump was 6 feet, 2 inches. And then in the long jump, he was also sixth in the regional and had a jump of 20 feet 10 inches. And so that is quite impressive, right, as well. So Paul has had a fantastic career here in high school, and he has played other sports as well, obviously football and basketball. And I think in conversation with his dad today, I learned that basketball is his, your favorite. So still quite an impressive career all around, and happy to be able to highlight the accomplishments here this spring in track. Really well done, Paul. It was awesome to be able to go down to the track meet on Saturday and watch you compete at state and see you place ninth. That is something that was really special. And congratulations on a fantastic career as an athlete and as a student. Very proud of you and all that you've done. Thank you to Mom and Dad as well for you, all of your support. He's not here without you this evening. So thank you, but congratulations, Paul, and well done.
Thanks. Absolutely.
Good job. Great job.
So we have a lot of other routine business, so please do not feel that you need to stay for the rest of the evening. But very happy to have Paul here this evening.
I'd like to say something real quick.
Sure.
Good job.
I've been blessed with having all my children go through Madison Plains and playing sports. And I coached a long time before I came to Madison Plains, and I retired coaching many years ago. And I was blessed to be asked to be involved with some sports. And the support that the school board and the administration have given these kids, and how much my family's grown from coming here. I just want to thank you personally, all of you. You've each been a very special part of our lives, and I'll miss you all greatly. But I got a few kids. So. That's it. But anything this school district needs, I'll gladly give my time up. I love it very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
appreciate
thank
you.
You.
Thank you.
Great job, Holly.
Madam President and members of the board, that is all we have for student recognition this evening.
Okay, thank you. We do not have anything for employee, right?
No.
No department reports or superintendent committee reports, so we will move straight to the treasurer's report.
Thank you, Ms. Sinegas. I'll be fairly brief here. Spending plan, just to point out that we are within our estimates. Spending plan. In fact, as soon as I get to the more fuel.
How much? Can you get that bigger?
We don't need your glasses so much. But we are 6% ahead on our revenue collection. At this point in time last year, we only have June left to collect. And that'll be mostly our June tax advances that we receive in June. We've already received one, so we have some more of those to receive yet. That's 6% ahead, that's likely, and that's in all reasonableness due to the income tax coming in at full collection this year, like we highlighted in the past. But you see the growth that we've made there from a revenue standpoint to dig ourselves out of that hole where we were looking at that fiscal cliff. And the revenue, along with the reduced spending that we'll show here next, is a large part of that. So again, just to highlight the importance of that income tax the job that it's done for this district to help bring us back to a more to help manage our finances in a better way, in a more manageable way. So 6% ahead on our revenue collection. From an expenditure standpoint, our expenditures are up 2% at this point in time last year. So still holding that average of a 1-2% since the time I've been here of expenditure growth. Again, the other piece of that puzzle, along with the income tax, is the tightening of our belts and fiscal responsibility from an expenditure standpoint that everybody in the district has undertaken, from department heads to building principals to even superintendents. So we're doing a good job, and we're going to continue to do a job from that standpoint. Our cash balance. This one's a little bit harder to see, but you see our ending cash balance for May is $3.6 million. If you look backwards in May, you see that we haven't seen a $3.6 million balance since 2016, I believe is what it is. That's the last time we saw an amount above that. So our estimates have us ending with $3.9 million, actually. And again, haven't seen that since 2015, I believe, or 16. Our estimates are the black line, where we're at in the actuals right here in the green. The yellow dots were right there, right where our estimates place us. And we look to finish the year strong with that. But again, that strong financial position won't continue without the income tax, and that's why it's so important to us. That's all I want to point out there for the financial reports. I've got a couple other things to show you, unless you have any questions on the financial report. Transfers. We have our end of year transfers. We typically have this at the end of every year. Some of them are more usual than others. But I'll pull those up for you. The $1,840 from the general fund to the 011 drug testing fund. That's the board supported drug testing fund for any drug testing that's done that the students don't receive payment for. So that's that amount. It's the same amount roughly year to year. The big one that we don't see, this is actually the first time that we've ever transferred from, in my knowledge, from the general fund to the 06 food service. And it's a COVID fallout. We knew it was coming. Again, I pointed out before, Sherry Allen, food service supervisor, does a tremendous job and has really grown that department. It's just not reflected here. And if it is, it's because had she not done such a good job, that number would be a lot larger. So you see there we're at $36,000. It's really about $34,400, but I padded some there just to make sure we made it through the end of the year with the positive balances we're required to do. So $36,000 there from the general fund of food service for the board support of the cafeteria. The next one you have is the allocation of the farm rent. That's the $20,000 farm rent. It's going towards athletics. You see it split between junior high and high school. That's to bring their balance back into the black and to make sure they have a sufficient amount to in the year. Again, they were impacted by COVID as well. Reduced admissions, increased sanitation costs. So they had their own challenges, like the district itself has had. The next one are just a couple of corrections. You see $26.70. We overspent the grant. That was when we were doing all the shuffling of funds, paying for all the laptops out of, I think we had probably about 10 different funds we were paying for Chromebooks out of at one point on the same check. So that's what these next two are. The $599.90.20, that's a 90-20 grant that we overspent out of. It's an easy correction. If it didn't come out of the grant, it would have had to come out of the general fund, so it just comes out of the general fund. So the total from the general fund to various other funds there is $62,146.72. Then we also have a correction in the athletic account where the agency fund, which is just supposed to take in monies from other districts and dispense monies out, so it's an in and out account that finishes with a zero balance. We had collected some pre-sale tickets, I think for a Southeastern tournament game, and we had cut the check to Southeastern and paid them for that. However, the receipts got deposited into the regular athletics fund instead of into the agency account. Mm-hmm. So this just corrects for that. That's that $539 there. But those are the transfers. The only real unusual one there is that $36,000 for food service, and hopefully we're over the hump on that, and next year's a better year. Any questions on the transfers? The next thing I have are the amended appropriations for 2021. I'm not going to go through them. The only thing that is of any importance there is that I increased the transfers out amount for the general fund to cover the transfers we just talked about. So if you want to go into those in any more detail, you can. Temporary appropriations for next year, those have been placed on the agenda tonight. They are actually the full amounts. They align with our five-year forecast for fiscal year 22. So those are the budgeted amounts. The only thing that you don't have are any grants that we hadn't been awarded yet. So our consolidated grants are not part of that. So before October of next year, I believe we'll have all of our funds in place. Our appropriations in place for next year. So that's the temporary appropriations for fiscal year 22. And that, aside from the approval schools themselves concludes my report.
Madam President, I move to fund recommendation of the Treasurer to approve financial items I-6 through I-9.
Second.
Who was the second?
Kelly. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Stenbrock?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Ms. Reinsho?
Yes.
Mrs. Akers?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Moving to superintendent's report, Mr. Eisler.
Thank you, Madam President. Just a few items for discussion tonight. As you all know, I am required to provide to the board semi-annually a report on the number of bullying incidents that are alleged and what is verified and what is not. And so I have what I typically try to do is do one in January after the first semester is complete, and then do the next one in June after the second semester is complete. And so, being that it is June, I have the numbers for you this evening. At the K-6 building, there were 2 incidents of bullying that were alleged. None were verified. And then at the 712 building, there were 3 incidents of bullying that were alleged. 1 was verified, 2 were not. Those are the numbers for the semi-annual bullying report.
Is that just for the second half, or
yes,
total?
That is just for the second half of second semester.
Okay.
Yeah. So, the next item on the discussion list for this evening is just a quick COVID-19 pandemic situation update. We are in the midst of summer school at this point in time, and things are going very well. And I wanted to let everyone know the way we are operating in summer school is the way that I am anticipating that we will open the school year. And that is that masks are optional for anyone who wants to wear them, they can, but if they do not want to, they do not have to. And that is true for both students and staff. So that truly is individual liberty. If you would like to wear a mask, there is nothing wrong with that, but if you do not want to, you do not have to. The one thing that I do want people to be in our community to be aware of is the fact that, and this has not changed, and it was this way before the pandemic, but if there are people who get sick, the quarantine and isolation guidelines are still in effect. And as things stand right now, and from what we understand from the local health department, that is the way we will open up in the fall. Now, of course, that is dependent upon how things go and progress through the summer. But as things currently stand, that is the way we intend to open up. The hope is that we will be business as usual. And again, masks will be up to the individuals. If they want to wear them, they can. If they don't, they don't have to. But isolation and quarantine guidelines will still be in place. Yes.
And I think you're doing it right now, but the more we can communicate that, people think we're past it, and then they get that frustration when they find that out. So the more we can try to get that word out to the parents, especially when the school year starts, just so they kind of the surprise when it happens. I know it still probably happened, but the more we can try to communicate it, the better.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Mason. And then the last item that I have for discussion, we are in the midst of doing an awful lot of hiring. And one of the positions that we have that we are looking to fill here in the very near future is our assistant principal's position at the 712 building. We have with us this evening the candidates for our principal and our athletic director position. And so very happy to have had those filled. But now that we have the principal position with the board's approval this evening in place, I would like to move forward with the assistant principal. I've been kind of waiting to do the assistant principal because I wanted to allow the principal, because they're going to work so closely together, an opportunity to have some input in that decision. I am looking to move forward on that very quickly. Candidates have until July 10th to be able to submit a resignation letter to their district and be able to be let out of their contract without any questions. And so we have some deadlines coming up. It is important that we meet those. I have first round assistant principal interviews scheduled for this Thursday afternoon. We are bringing in candidates then, and then I intend to do second round assistant principal interviews on Monday afternoon, and that we will need to spend a little bit of time going through and doing some reference checks, and just doing some, dotting some I's and crossing some T's. But it would be really beneficial if we could have a special meeting late next week for the purpose of hiring. My intent is that it would be a one-item agenda, just hiring. And there might be several personnel that are on the agenda, but it'll only be hiring. So my hope is that it would be a 10-minute meeting from start to finish. And so if that is possible, that would be greatly appreciated.
So I think we all mentioned next Thursday at 6 works. Does it still work for everybody? That's on the 24th, June 24th.
Okay. That sounds good. Thank you.
6 p.m. in this room?
Yes. And the only thing I intend to put on the agenda, at least at this point, is personnel. So hopefully we'll have our assistant principal at that point. I know today I was notified of a bus driver that we would like to be able to hire. And I guess I would use this as an opportunity as well for any community members that are listening. We are short on bus drivers. That has not changed. And so we still need 4 or 5 to be able to, yes.
Wow.
So we are short. So if there's anyone out there is interested in being a bus driver, we are in need. So I would greatly appreciate if folks would apply. So, but Madam President and members of the board, in terms of discussion items, that is all I have for this evening.
Okay. No policy or governance?
Not tonight.
So we're moving to business.
Madam President, just a few relatively routine items some of the items are routine, and we will need 2 separate votes in this section of the meeting. Items L2 through L4 will be part of one vote, and then we will vote separately on L5, which is the resolution declaring it necessary to levy an income tax, and so that is the income tax renewal. But just otherwise some routine items, and it's good to see we've got a couple of overnight field trips scheduled there, one for FFA, one for our basketball team to go to team camp. Then there was an early graduation. We had a student who finished her requirements, and she would like to be able to start college in the fall. So she is graduating early. We would like to have the board approve her graduation.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve business items L2 through L4.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Stoneroff?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Ms. Reicho?
Yes.
Mrs. Zekas?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the following resolution declaring the necessity of raising $2,312,236 annually for the school district purposes, as written below.
Second.
Discussion.
I'd just like to point out that that's the exact same language in terms that was put on at the last election, so nothing has changed. This is just placing us on the ballot once again.
November.
I know we talked about it a lot last week, but I just think communication is going to be key. I've got a lot of positive feedback and questions that were asked. That I think it's fair questions. I mean, it's got to get out there and communicate it more.
I think the low turnout didn't do us any favors last time either.
Being
the only thing on the ballot.
Yeah. Correct. And we do have opportunities during the summer where I think our levy committee will be able to get out and do that, a lot of that communication. So I think we will have great opportunities moving forward.
There are a lot of things that can be done through the fall as well. There are a lot of opportunities in the couple of months leading up to the election. So
correct.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, for sure.
This is the first resolution of two, which will have to pass, so there will be one other one once this one, if it's approved, once this one is passed, that will need to be passed.
And our deadline to make it on the ballot is?
Plenty of time.
Plenty, okay.
We're not up against it like we were the last time, so.
All right. Very good.
Yes, I guess once we get the information about the committee, those dates, we get out.
And whatever we can do to help.
Yes.
The committee, right? Because I think we're all certainly supportive of that.
Our community meetings are good, but if nobody comes.
Yeah.
It doesn't accomplish a whole lot, so. Like I said, we've got good information, we got facts, we can clear up questions about the solar farms, what they are, what they are not, put that information out there. I feel like we could do a better job, and I'm speaking personally, for sure, too.
Yeah.
And I think one thing, too, and I agree, one of the pieces that we did learn last year, or in the spring, I think we did a pretty good job of communicating to people who have a student within the school. I think our parents and our guardians had a good idea. Unfortunately, there was not a whole lot on the ballot to draw people to the polls, but the one thing, the feedback that we did get and what we do recognize in learning that we need to do is that we did not communicate effectively with our community members who do not have children in the school. And so we have some ideas about how to do that better, and so we will look to do that in our fall campaign.
Good.
Roll call, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Stenger?
Yes.
Ms. Reichel?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Agus?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay, thank you. Moving to personnel.
And Madam President, Madam Vice President, members of the board, there are a lot of personnel items before this evening. Everything from resignations to employment. So, I mean, the whole gamut is there.
Yeah.
There's an awful lot. And I would like to note, as I mentioned earlier, with us in the audience tonight, our new our nominee for high school, junior high and high school principal, and our nominee for our athletic director position. So very excited to have them with us this evening. Very excited to have them working with us, provided we approve in the fall.
I appreciate everybody that helped out with the committee's interviewing, especially the community.
Yeah. Madam President, upon the recommendation of the superintendent, I make a motion that the board approve personnel items M2 through M4. 24. Whoops, sorry. I thought there's only two, right? No, 24. Got it. Sorry, thank you.
What's the second?
Becky.
Becky? Becky.
Yes.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Ms. Reichel?
Yes.
Stenger?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Agus?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
I will get there.
You're good.
I see no donations.
Correct.
This month, okay. And nothing new. But we do have an executive session this evening. So I make a motion that we go into executive session at 7:30 for the purpose of the following items allowed under the Ohio Revised Code 121.22G Section 1 to consider the employment of a public official.
Second.
Discussion?
I didn't know if maybe we wanted to introduce our two.
Great idea.
Now that before we go into executive session.
On our Facebook Live, right?
That's right.
And we could, if these gentlemen would like to stand up and come forward, we'd be happy to do that. I can read from a press release that I have written here. Madison Plains Local School District held a regularly scheduled Board of Education meeting on Tuesday, June 15th, 2021, and along with numerous other items, the district hired a number of new staff members for the upcoming year. Of particular note, the district hired two new administrators. Newly hired are Mr. Kyle Huffman, who will serve the district as its junior high and senior high principal, and Mr. Matthew Welsh, who will serve as the district's athletic director. Mr. Huffman, and I will stop reading this, but Mr. Huffman comes to us from Triad High School, where he has served for 16 years as the high school principal there. Comes recommended by one of my mentors, Dr. Koffenbarger, and very excited to have Kyle with us. He will obviously bring a wealth of knowledge and experience, which is good. One of the other things that came through in the reference calls that I was doing on him, a compassionate man who really has a heart for kids and keeps kids at the center of his decisions. So very excited to have Kyle join us as our junior high and high school principal. And then we have Mr. Matthew Welsh. Matthew is coming to us after 20 plus years of corporate experience in the corporate world. And he made a decision as he was getting to the end of that time that he decided that he wanted to be an athletic director. He felt like he had passions in other areas and wanted to be able to pursue those passions. And working with kids and with coaches was where he wanted to be. So went back to school. He has, and I need to give a quick shout out, Matthew. I discovered today, I knew that he had graduated from Kent, but we actually graduated the same spring. Both of us are class of 97, go Golden Flashes. But Matthew not only has his bachelor's degree, but he has two master's degrees. Has a master's in business administration as well from Ohio Dominican, and then has his master's in athletic administration from Ohio University, which is, from everything that we have heard through the interview process, not just from Matthew, but is the premier program in the country for preparing athletic directors. They really focus on the high school athletic director experience. And so in checking references with Matthew as well, not only did he do a nice job also in the interview process, but references just really raved about him, what a passionate and enthusiastic guy he is, what a great person, and just really excited to bring both of these gentlemen on and have them join our team. I think there are some good things ahead for the Madison Plains Local School District. So happy to have them both, and if we could, maybe before we go to executive session, would be great to maybe get a picture with them. And when I send the press release out, I will send that picture with it. So that would be wonderful. But gentlemen, just would like to say welcome to you both. Very happy to have you on board. And we look forward to great things. So thank you.
Thank you.
So,
thank you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Roll call.
Get a revision on the time there.
Okay. 7:34. Roll call.
Mrs. Zedekas?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschel?
Yes.
Mr. Stonegrove?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Executive session.
There will be no action taken after the executive meeting, so no need to stay. And our next meeting will be held July 20th at 7 p.m. right here in this room.
Next
regular meeting, yes, is July 20th. Our next special meeting will be June 25th.
Day late, dollar short late.
That's right, the 24th at 6 p.m.
Okay,
that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. I will go to
Yep.
Good thing I wrote it down.